95CKNV, it's Isaac, and it's Wednesday, so you know what that means.
It's time for Wet Nose Wednesday.
And joining me on the line right now, as always, is Pam from the Restigouche County SBCA. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Isaac. How are you doing? Always a pleasure to be here.
Oh, of course. I'm in a fantastic mood today. And I was wondering, what's on today's topic?
We're going to be talking about stagnant water, water that's left sitting for long periods of time around your home, that sort of thing. We've had a lot of rain over the last few days, and that has created some pools and pockets of water around your home, which is leading to stagnant water if not carefully looked after. So we're going to talk a little bit about what that would be.
Oh, now, just off the top of my head, would that be something like, let's say, a dog's water bowl if it's just left for a few days?
If it's left for a few more days, yes. And no movement or any aeration is a prime breeding ground for bacteria and fungi. It can become stagnant in less than 24 hours. And so then that allows the bacteria to grow. And within 48 hours, that's it. You've got bacteria in the water. Drinking stagnant water for animals, actually, and for people too, it promotes bacteria and parasites. If pets or small children even drink a tiny amount of that water, they can become incredibly sick.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Well, you know, there's something funny about that, too. With water that's pooled in a little puddle, or kids are always attracted to jump or put their hands in the pool of a little puddle of water. And also the dogs, for some reason, they're drawn to it. They want to have a little lap of it, and that's what causes the problem. It's actually called leptospirosis, or lepto for short, and it's a disease that's frequently contracted by dogs drinking from puddles or ponds. They become extremely sick with a bacteria infection, and it unfortunately enters the dog's bloodstreams.
So what kind of effects can that have on the dog?
Well, if left untreated, it can lead to kidney damage or even liver failure, and actually even death on occasion, a horrible thing to think of.
So what ways can pet owners or people in general tell if the water is stagnant?
Probably the most common way to tell if it's stagnant water is the green algae or mold that grows around in the pool. It's cloudy water, and those are sort of the best clues. The best way to prevent stagnant water is turn containers and things that collect water upside down so that the water doesn't accumulate for more than 48 hours. That makes that bacteria just go rampant. Turn everything you can upside down. It's not unfamiliar with when we had the mosquito, you know, when we were worried about the West Nile with all of the mosquitoes. We were all saying, okay, empty everything that looked like it contained water. This is the same idea. So provide proper drainage and be careful of your downspouts on your home.
Yeah, and especially as you mentioned with blue-green algae as well, something that is, of course, very common in this province of New Brunswick.
Yeah, that would be your very first sign, I'm sure. At least that's what I always notice right away. You know, if on one of your walks you find that, you know, the dog has run ahead and is lapping up some of this stagnant water, be conscious of the early signs of fever and vomiting. They often have yellow eyes, they can get chilled and abdominal pain. It's normally something, but caught early with penicillin is the treatment for that. So contact your vet immediately if that should happen. It's not the most pleasant of topics, Isaac, but it needs our attention. So to play it smart, check those areas prone to stagnant water around your house, and let's try and keep everybody safe.